This is Rabbi Haber. I hope this finds you well. We're up to chapter 14, Psalm Yud Dalid in Tehillim. And the most unique thing, or semi-unique thing about this psalm, is that it's repeated twice. If you're ever saying Tehillim, and you say chapter 14, and then you get up to chapter 53, and you say this looks familiar, that's because it's the exact same chapter over again. Just chapter 14 and chapter 53 are mirror images of each other. Maybe six or seven words are different, but it's the exact same chapter twice, which is in itself a mysterious idea. I saw somebody says that it's a song, and chapter 14 was one tune, and chapter 53 was another tune. It could be the same words with two different tunes. And the truth is, if you look, the sentences are structured a little bit differently. Same words, different structure, and the tune is a little bit different. If you look in the Medrash says that it was a prophecy. The first one is a prophecy about the first destruction of the temple, and the second one is about a prophecy about the destruction of the second temple. Malbim says, interestingly, that the first chapter 14 was written by David HaMelech, written by King David, and chapter 53 was what was sung years after King David had passed away. We sang his song, but we sang it a little different, so we recorded the new version, as it were, as well. That happens sometimes with a psalm, that or with a song, that it'll be sung one way originally, but then we sing it differently later, so the Malbim says that both were recorded. But just looking at the actual psalm, Psalm 14. Omar Novel Belibo. We say that the Novel speaks in his heart. What exactly is a novel? Novel, we usually say, is a disgusting person, novela, something that's disgusting. But grammatically, a novel is something that was attached to a source of life and is now detached, which has two problems. First of all, being detached from its source of life makes it disgusting, makes it wilt, makes it turn into something not good. An animal that's dead is called novela. But on the other hand, it's also a sign of kafoy tov, not recognizing what we had if we were able to hold on to that attachment and we didn't. So, for example, in the language of the Mishnah, figs that fall to the ground are called novlos. They were attached to a source of life, to the tree, but now they fell down and now they're just disgusting. So we talk about people as amar novel belibo. A novel says in his heart, Ein Elokim, there is no God, chas v'shalom. So that brings to mind, first of all, the Ramban, that says that a person could be a novel b'shus Torah. It's possible for someone to keep the whole Torah, but still be a novel, still be a disgusting person. That's why I have a mitzvah of Kedosh and Tiyut, to be holy. But even more drastically, it could be somebody who completely detaches themselves from our Eitz Chaim, from our source of life, which is the Torah. If you look in Parshas Ha'azinu, we're described at times as an am novol, a nation that is a novol, a disgusting nation. What makes us a disgusting nation? So the Targum says, surprisingly, translates am novol, disgusting nation, as ama dekabilu oiraisa, a nation that received the Torah. How does that translate? We're a disgusting nation. Translation, we're a nation that received the Torah. So some say that that just means that the Torah came down, detached itself from heaven and came to us, fell down from heaven. But the Rabbi Cutler says it means very simply, if when we're a nation that's attached to life and we're attached to the Torah, and if we forget that, and if we detach ourselves, then we become disgusting. We're disgusting because we lost our source of life, but we're also disgusting because, or even worse than somebody who lost their source of life, we're someone who doesn't recognize the treasure that we have, doesn't recognize the Torah that we have. And that's who David HaMelech is talking about here, whether he's talking about Jews, non-Jews. Could be 14 is talking about Jews and 53 is talking about non-Jews. Doesn't make a difference. He says if someone detaches themselves from the source of life they've been given, in this case, the God, and the Torah, Amar Novo Belibo, a novel, this disgusting person, says in their heart, Ein Elokim, there's no God. Hishchisu, Hisivu Alila, says they've destroyed, they've caused destruction, they've done things that were to'eva, that were abominations. Ein Osei Tov, nobody's doing well. And he talks about Hashem looks down on people and he looks for somebody who's going to be a Chacham. Right, he's going to be a wise person looking for Hashem, and he has a hard time following it. Ein Osei Tov, Ein Gam Echad. There's nobody doing well. And David HaMelech is kind of bemoaning, kind of a depressed look at the generation, saying people have separated themselves from what they had that gave them life, and that's terrible because we don't have what gave us life, and worse, because we had an opportunity and we missed it. And looking at the world, and then he ends with a verse, and he says like this, Mi yitein mi tzion yeshuas Yisrael. And the Vilna Gaon's son, Rabbi Avram, wrote a book on Tehillim, and he writes such an interesting thing, especially coming from a Litvak. He says, Bizeh ha-pasuk, with this verse, Gila es kol levavo. With this verse, David HaMelech, King David, revealed everything that was in his heart. V'omar, and he said, Yadati ki lo yo elam kol tochachos. I know that these people are detached and nothing I say to them is going to help. Lo yitukanu rak v'achos yom, and this is not going to get fixed until Mashiach comes. V'omar, but he said, Avo mi yitein shiyam yitzion Yeshua's show. He said, Hashem, I'm just asking you, make it happen. Mi yitein mitzion Yeshua's Yisrael. Please just bring a salvation for the Jewish people from Yushalayim. Let it come quickly. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah, because Torah will come from Jerusalem. Im lo yuzakoyim b'maisa, and even if we don't deserve it, av yukula muchanim l'kabel l'havin chachmasa, we're all going to hear that wisdom. Ki l'chol echad, and he goes on and he says that when Mashiach comes, there's going to be das, there's going to be knowledge in the world, kemayim liyam mechasim, like water covers the sea. So he says everyone knows the sea is not the same depth in all places. Some places it's shallow, some places it's very, very deep. So he says, we have in the world, we have people who are shallow and people are very, very deep. He says, but ultimately they'll be covered with knowledge and everyone will have knowledge, some more than others, but everyone will have knowledge. So David HaMelech, King David in the Psalm says that there's nevelim, there's people out there that are just detached from any source of life and not willing to recognize anything. And he doesn't have a solution for it except, Miyitei Mitzion Yeshua's Yisrael. He says, Hashem, we know one day you're just going to fix all this. You're going to give everyone das, an understanding of Hashem, and everyone's going to turn around and say, oh, there's a God in this world, and he's the one who's running things, and then the world will be perfect, and that'll be the world of Yemos HaMashiach, of the days of Mashiach. Everyone be well.